I took a break back in 2012, and I've been in the squad for 8 years. So it was a you know, a lot of personal decisions. I needed some time out, and obviously ended up having my baby, who's now 18 months. So I'd never stopped playing. I came back after 3 months after giving birth to get back, and I played for Storm last season. And there were ums and ahs about whether I should try and give it a go for the Commonwealth Games squad, but it all seemed a bit too soon. So the decision this time was just the place that I'm in, the way I'm playing at the moment. I felt that I could give it one last shot, and I could commit the time to it as well, because, you know, the squad are training so hard. They're such an amazing group of girls, of women. They're doing such a brilliant job that I wanted to make sure that I could commit 100% and do myself proud and the rest of them proud as well. So that was kind of the decision around it. So had long discussions with the coach, and we've looked at whether we can try and make it work, and yeah, threw my name back into the mix.
I suppose, in a way, with so much happening around the sport, did you just feel, I want to be a part of this?
Well, you know, obviously at Commonwealth Games I work for Five Live, which is a fantastic opportunity, and I've done lots of work with Sky Sports over the past couple of years, and I'm still heavily involved in it. Obviously, player coach down at Surrey Storm, and it was never a case of hanging up my trainers just yet. I think I've still got a bit more in me. So, yeah, of course, there's such a buzz around the squad, and I do a lot anyway, regardless of whether you get that ultimate goal of playing for England or not. But I think just the way I felt about how I could commit and just to sort of prove to myself as well that maybe I've still got it in me a little bit, and we'll see. You know, that's my goal now, to step up to the standard that the team are at, because they're doing such a great job. And obviously with the World Cup 8 or 9 months away, I thought that was a real opportunity to see if I could give it a go.
Yeah, and I suppose, how does this work? I mean, you've got the series in December. It's probably quite a nice warm-up for that, isn't it?
Definitely. I figured that if you know, I wanted to really give it a crack, that it was best to come in and see if even if I can make it work, and obviously how we manage that with me having a child in tow as well, and yeah, and getting in the proper preparations and build-ups, because it's a really busy year. We've got the Storm season coming up as well from January. So yeah, this will be a real nice test. You know, real good opportunity to get in front of a big crowd again, hopefully pull on the red dress and get back onto court with the England girls.
You mentioned the Storm Tri tournament last weekend, but you've announced your new squad. Tell us a little bit about the changes you've made, and I suppose that there's some big names in your squad now.
Yeah, there are. You know, I wasn't looking for many wholesale changes, because after last season, other than the last gasp late winner that wasn't for us, unfortunately, we had such an amazing year. But you know, I was out looking for a goal attack, and Pamela Cookie came back onto the scene, and that's amazing for us. Like, one of the best goal attacks in the world, and certainly in this country. And she's a brilliant signing, just for the whole confidence of the team. So I'm so thrilled with her playing back with her with Rachel Dunn, because that's where it all started for me. And then, yeah, we picked up a couple of girls from Mavericks as well, Josie Huckle and Mickey Austin, and we're talking to an international signing at the moment. So the squad has got some changes in there, but some good changes, and they've all come in really positive, really happy to be in the squad, and obviously we got the win on Saturday as well. So although it's early days, it's still a great start for us.
Because having internationals, how much does that help the younger players? Because, you know, there is the elite, isn't there? And we talked about the England squad, but also it's about, especially in your role as the coach as well, to sort of bring on the younger talent coming through.
Yeah, well, it's getting the right mix. And I think experience gets overlooked quite a bit. You know, you have to bring through the youth, and I'm a firm believer of that. But I'm also a firm believer that they earn their place, that actually when they're ready and they get that opportunity. And you've got to bleed them in when they've got people around them as well. So what an opportunity for people like Georgia Lee to step out on the court with Rachel Dunn and Pamela Cookie, you know, because she is our next wing attack coming through at Storm. And that's fantastic for her, that she feels she's got that setup around her where she can just go out and play. And the same with people like Katie Harris, who was absolutely incredible last season, her first season at Super League, to play all year and to be in that final and go goal for goal with Sunder. Amazing for her. But now to actually train with Pamela Cookie and Rachel Dunn, well, you can't beat it. And the girls are genuinely thrilled to have those types of players in the team, because it makes such a difference at training and the things that you can learn. And reality is, they want to win.
Yeah. I mean, you know Pamela really, really well. She's obviously had this injury. How nice is it to see her sort of back?
Oh, it's a real buzz. To get her back on the court on Saturday, if anybody was there, they heard the cheer. It was incredible. And personally, it was great to see Pam back on court, because, you know, it was a nasty injury to her Achilles, and she's had to work really hard to rehab that back. And she's had big injuries in the past as well with her ACL. So she knows how to do that, but she's just fantastic. She hasn't lost any of her spark, any of her... dynamic ability. She was amazing on Saturday. She was amazing at selection yesterday as well, and I think that'll be a real pickup for the England squad as well, because you know, Pamela Cook is one of the first people you want on your list.
Mm. What about this England squad then? I mean, how does it compare? You've been around for a fair bit. How do you compare it, and how strong is it at the moment going into what is a big year next year?
This is one of the best teams England's ever had. You know, individual player for player, the talent that's in that squad is amazing, and they've proved that. You know, I know people were bitterly disappointed they didn't medal at the Commonwealth Games, but I was there, I saw every game. That's the closest England have ever got to making a final, and it was so disappointing they came away with nothing, because that squad has all the talent and the ability to make it. And I think this will be a learning curve for them this year. They'll want to go out and do that at World Cup. And so, for me, the opportunity to try and get into that squad and step up to their level, because that's the thing, from when I took a break out a couple of years ago, that level has gone up, and that's because of you players like Jade Clark, of Jeeva Mentor, Sarah Bayman, you know, these people that have just kept on pushing the boundaries, and they're an amazing group, and so it's very exciting for me to be back out there with them.